Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Being a Psychic Medium. I'm your host, Sherry Lee, and this is episode 16. It's very cold and windy here. You can probably hear the wind rattling the windows. I guess winter has finally decided to land. That's all right. It's been pretty good so far. In this episode, I'm going to discuss the whole idea of accountability. Now, yes, I do talk about narcissists a lot. But narcissists are the primary energies that I see. I see people for what they are. And I see environments for what they are. And they are the primary things that I see and the primary constructors of the environments that I perceive. So it is some discussion about them, hoping to better clarify and help people to understand exactly what's going on. And sometimes it's a learning curve for me too. So bear with me. But in this episode, I'm going to discuss accountability. Now, this will touch on permission and boundaries and all that fun stuff. Now, you got to remember, with narcissists, to them, money's a weird one with them. Money is a physical payment, like cash, credit card, Venmo, PayPal. However they do it, money, those Money Mart things, and anything to do with actual money. It is something that provides a physical trail, a physical link back to them. It is hard evidence and proof of something that they did or something that they bought or something that they acquired. There is a paper trail that equals accountability. So money's a weird one with them because of that very issue. Verbal things. Now, you would think verbal things like talking, texting, emails would bother them, but it's more of a gray area. These things are proof of intent, but it doesn't actually prove that any money changed hands, anything was done about it, right? This sounds almost criminal, sounds like the justice system, but this is how they view money and accountability. So verbal things are very much unlike money. Money is a physical, solid thing that can be grounded into the earth, and it makes them weird about it. Do you ever notice, as I was saying before, how squidgy narcissists get around the subject of money? Especially when it has to do with them paying you for anything, goods and services rendered, whatever it happens to be. This is why they like to control your money. So they own you and you can't have anything over them. You can't hold them accountable for anything. If they control you, if they own your money, you can't do anything about it. They need to control the dialogue. To a narcissist, money equals power and control. That's why they don't want to pay you for anything. Because payment equals accountability. But when you owe them, they want it like 2 years from yesterday. Because you owing them is control, and they need to control the dialogue. You see, I received this download. I don't know who it was from. I think it was from Raphael. He said to me that feigning stupidity about their behavior is the cornerstone of the narcissist credo. So taking and assuming accountability for the way they act flies in the face of what they are as beings. It is completely counterintuitive to them. They're not going to do it. Narcs always make a stink about everything. Have you noticed that? Especially if they've had to pay for something, for services rendered, whatever it is. And you might think, oh, it's just them being cheap. It's just them being nitpicky. No, no, no. You are forcing them to pay, or else they don't get what they want. It makes them very, very uncomfortable. Because it's accountability, and you have the control. You cannot have control over them. So they must regain it somehow. So they complain endlessly for basically everything. They want their money back. You didn't do this right. My salad only had 3 croutons instead of 4. Oh, I liked your reading, but I didn't understand it, so can I have my money back? Oh, I liked the tile work you did, but this tile is out of place, so can I get some of my money back? They're always complaining about everything. They're always the ones that will be like, oh, I know you said it costs $60, but I only have 20. Is that okay? They don't want to pay. You didn't give them what they wanted. And they will, in order to regain control, they will drag your name through the mud and smear it. You didn't even have to do anything. They just cannot have you having control. So they will now smear you. Making them pay is basically inflicting a narcissistic wound to them. And they must regain control and they must ruin your reputation. Because how dare you? How dare you make them pay? How dare you make them take responsibility and accountability for anything? Just getting a drink of tea. You having control over anything to do with them is a huge no-no. Them having control over you, however, according to them, it is the way it was meant to be, ordained by God himself. But, you know, they consider themselves God, so they ordained it. So, you know, it's like backwards compliant, right? So, of course, they will never ask your permission for anything that invades your, like, it, if they're invading your privacy and your boundaries, I know this from experience, they're not going to ask you if they can do it. They're just going to do it. Because to them, you are nothing and they basically own you, right? You're stupid. You're there to serve them. That's how they see it. So you can imagine how they feel about you having control and you having the upper hand and them having to pay you for anything. How can property have rights? How can you have rights? How can you have agency? You can't declare your boundaries. You can't. And that's why they don't care about any of these things when it comes to you. You are less than nothing to them. I know this from experience. You see, these people consider themselves not just the center of the universe. They are the universe, incarnate. That's how they see it. But you see, my friends, the caveat to all of this is the following. narcs actually do want what you have. They are insanely jealous. They consider you very high value. They don't go after you because you're scrap mate. They generally don't waste their time with scrubs. They just want it for free. And to them, that's completely logical because they operate in that lower vibration. Remember, they don't go above a certain frequency. And that is completely logical behavior in that frequency. They want you to submit. They want to own you. And by proxy, of course, anything you bring to the table, whether that is spiritual gifts, maybe you're an electrician, you're a handyman, maybe you're a reader, maybe you do other things. Maybe you write songs, you write poetry, whatever. They own that because they own you, right? It's by proxy. That's why they work so hard to keep people like us in that brain fog of unawareness that is that lower vibration that they drag us into that I talked about in the last episode. They can't take advantage of us if we're vibing higher because we see through their bullshit. They don't like that. In the narcissist's eyes, you see, they don't need permission because you should know they rule the world. And I'm reminded of a quote from the Bible, "O you kings and queens of Babylon." Right? Maybe that's not from the Bible. I think one of my guides said that to me. I think it was Cassiel that said it to me. "Oh, you kings and queens of Babylon." He says that a lot. But I digress. So, the $50,000 question is, can you force accountability with a narcissist? Verbally, yes. But they will not energetically submit or own it. It will not land in their being. It will be in the form. They will not enter. Sorry. I was thinking of something else when I was saying that. But you can verbally make them take accountability, but they will not energetically own it. It will not land in their being. I was receiving a download at the time I was saying that. You will get acceptance in the form of a platitude, though. Excuse me. You will get acceptance in the form of a platitude, though. So what you might hear is like a hollow, "I'm sorry," or, "but I still love you. I love you." You notice how they like to place those platitudes right when shit's hitting the fan or right when they need you to comply to something? But they feel very hollow. They feel like they're not really from the heart. They're from some other place of control and manipulation. The accountability will always remain a huge no to them. And of course, the flip side to this accountability thing is that if you get them to verbally say, "Okay, yeah, I did that," they're not going to own it, but what they will do is they will flip the script and then they will complain to all of their people, all of their flying monkeys, that you're being mean to them. You force them to apologize when you didn't do anything wrong. "That person's so mean. They forced me to do this and I didn't do anything." And in fact, they make themselves the victims. If you force them to apologize, if you force them to take accountability, they are now the victims. Victimhood, yes. Isn't that effed up. You see, it never ends with them. They go from being the bullies to being the victims to being the martyrs to being the heroes that save the day. And whatever you do, you're always going to be the asshole. It's just the way they're built. They're never going to get help. They're never going to change. They always want what you have. They are perpetually and forever jealous. They're like green-eyed monsters. And the only times it calms down is when they're getting what they want. And maybe you've caved to them, and I've done that on numerous occasions. I'm currently in a situation where I caved. But hopefully not for much longer. There's no winning. Come out of the brain fog. Listen to this podcast. All the podcasts come together to make sense. Seems like they're disjointed, but they're really not. They actually come together to form a rather disturbing picture of what these people actually are all about. And on that note, the wind's really kicking up out there. I think I will leave it there. And hopefully you stay warm if you're in a cold place. And you have a wonderful Sunday. And I will talk to you later. Bye for now.